This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, and locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Got two very interesting hours. Hour number one, we're going to be talking about things that you might not know about, that you should know about, that probably are not discussed. Am I kidding? No, I'm not. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about contracting with Steve Elkins. You want to hire somebody, what do you look for? What kind of things do you tell them? How do you interview them? And so forth to make sure that you get the job done right and at the best value to you. So right now I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Laura Bagby. And she's in California.
And, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. I met Laura. I know Laura. And Laura, I believe that you hold the number two place for driving distance to the Get Prepared Expo. Number one is Mike Ma. He drove up from Guatemala through Mexico.
I don't want to beat that one. That's for sure.
But the second place, California, Southern California to Missouri, and I'm pretty sure you clocked around 5,000 miles to come see us. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, and it was a great trip. That was so much fun at that expo. That was really a great time. It was awesome.
Well, you came with one of your children, and let me ask you this. I've never really asked you this, but, well, let's put you on the spot. But if you don't want to answer, don't answer. Has USA Prepares, its instructors, modified your life so that you have done things differently from what you might have done prior to meeting us and then prior to being an instructor?
Oh, yes, in so many ways. It's just unbelievable. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to also tell you that my oldest daughter, who went into law school, yeah, she was under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and as you can imagine. And I got her on that bliss, Dr. Shealy's bliss. Mm-hmm. And it just helped her so immensely, and even to this day, she takes it consistently. And last week, she said to me, "Mom, I'm feeling kind of down in the, you know, blues," and I realized that I had run out a couple weeks before, and I forgot to order, and I was so busy, I didn't get it. She goes, she knew the light bulb went off, and she realized it. So I have this blues. No wonder I don't feel good. So that's an amazing product. You know, she loves it.
Dr. Shealy did an enormous amount of research, like clinical studies to determine if it worked. And I was one of the recipients of one of the very first bottles of Bliss. And, class, it's an essential oil. Dr. Shealy crafted it. He tested it. And it's to take the place of acupuncture. He uses the acupuncture points with essential oils on those points, and it alters your body. And when I first started broadcasting, my knees were knocking, and of course I'm exaggerating, but I was very, very, very nervous. And once I had the bliss, that apprehension was just over. It's just like that. And I've seen the results of it. I've seen that, although there was a gal who wanted to find out what they could do about their young daughter who was in elementary school, and she had the appearance of ADHD, ants in her pants, if you will. She just couldn't sit still. The teachers were like trying to figure out how much of an overdose they should give her on, you know, Ritalin to get her to calm down. And so I invited the grandmother, the mother, and the daughter to come to the expo. And I said, the meetup in Springfield, and before you buy it, was $40 at the time. I said, why don't you try mine? And so we sat in the booth, and I just put it on the table, and this young girl looked at it and asked what it was, and I explained it to her, and she wanted to try it, and I asked the grandmother and the mother if it was okay. They said yes. So we tried it, and like within just like a minute, she was calm. They couldn't believe it, and they ran out to buy some. It's as simple as that, and it absolutely works for everyone I've seen.
As I'm telling you this, I'm listening to myself, and I don't understand why I haven't been taking it, you know, using it for this all these years. As parents, sometimes we're always providing for other people, and we forget to take care of ourselves. And I'm like, I think I need to order some food this afternoon. I need to get with the program. I'd actually like to try all of them, because I know they work. I need to get on it. We need to take care of ourselves.
Well, if you decide to call Dr. Shealy or his office, he might not be in today, but make sure that you let whoever answers the phone know that you know Dr. Shealy and that you are a USA Prepares instructor, because I believe that the office will take care of friends and family.
Okay.
USA Prepares and family, which you are. You are family. USA Prepared.
Thank you so much, Vincent. And I had this really bad back pain, and I tried roll-on CBD oil, and it really helped. You don't have to take, you know, a painkiller orally. Have you ever tried that before?
I have CBD oil, and I'm using it to repair my lungs, and I believe it's working. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It makes such a huge difference for my back pain. It's absolutely a miracle. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so let me give out Dr. Shealy's number since you mentioned it. It's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri. His office is open now if anyone wanted to call. This is not a commercial class. This is an endorsement. Laura, you live in California, and I picked up the phone and called you, and I want to tell you that you have some fans out there. Well, I won't say fans. Fans are, I would say you have some people who like what you do, like your instruction. A fan is someone who, I guess, just watches. These are people who pay attention and take action. So they're way more than fans. I used the wrong word. But
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I received phone calls here at the farmhouse. And so, where's Laura? I'm going to call her. So that's what happened. And you were thinking about us at the same time, and so it worked out perfectly. And you mentioned some information about the California fires. Now, some people think they're wildfires. Some people think they're intentionally set. Some people think they're carelessly set. Some people think an energy-directed weapon. Some people think 5G.
Yeah.
Some people think carelessness, neglect of the equipment. Electrical equipment, and so forth. What are your thoughts?
I think it could be a combination of a lot of things, but I'll tell you the really interesting thing is I live in an area myself that has been affected by wildfires. It's within 30 feet of my house. It's been higher than the telephone poles, burned down all of my wires, and shut down power and water over at my home for up to a week and. To the fires that we've experienced here. And the interesting thing about it was when the mountain, the hillside here in California, when it had burned, I let my, there's about 8,000 acres of hills in my backyard. It's preserved. And I have at the time I had a couple shepherds, and I let them, go out there and run, because for years they had been patronized by the coyotes at the fence. So I thought, I'm going to let them just, run up into that domain. And they ran up the hill, with no bushes or, any kind of vegetation on it at all. And it was, similar to the moon. And it was just all ash. And, as soon as, even though California doesn't get as much rain as some places do, within a short period of time, there were, California poppies and things all started to grow back. And, within a year or two, you couldn't even tell that there had been a fire, and things were, they looked normal. And, paradise, it doesn't seem to be like that. It seems like things haven't grown back. As if, I mean, I know that it takes time, but there's a lot of rain in paradise. So I wonder how, you know, things aren't, you know, growing after an extremely wet winter. It's almost as if, you know, the ground is sterile or something. It's just, it's bizarre. We've heard all kinds of things from people. And it's just a different phenomenon, completely different. Even the firemen have said that they've never seen fires like that before. So
the reports that I've read said that firemen experienced a hotter fire than they've ever seen anywhere, any place before. They've never seen the intensity of the heat. Is that what you've heard?
Yes. And then also when a home burns down, there's certain things that are still there. And when it's completely pulverized to dust, there's no cast iron, there's no, like, you know, what happened here? So it's just, I don't know. I don't, you know, want to take any guesses of what it is, but it's just something is not right to me personally. That's how I feel about it. Something's not right. And then also they kept people out for so long, and FEMA will come in and they will just take your foundation of your house. They'll just take it before you have a word or you can say anything about it. They'll come in and scoop your foundation out and take it away. So you haven't seen it, you haven't been there, you haven't tested it. You come back to your land and they've cut down, the trees because they believe that tree's not going to make it, and they've taken it away, and, you'll get a bill at some point. So, I don't want to, I'm just saying that it's just a little different than what you might think.
What you're saying is difficult for many people to believe, understand, comprehend, that there's a fire and all of a sudden your property, your personal possessions are being taken without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're disappearing and you get a bill for their removal. The question is why? Now, the same thing happened at the World Trade Center. When those buildings disappeared, if you will,
you'd
be arrested.
The Santa Rosa fire the year before, they also did that. They'll just come in and scoop out the foundations on the property. So, I personally, I have a problem with that. I want to be able to see my land. I want to come back and, they say it's for your safety and it may be toxic. And personally, if it's my home, I want to look for, whatever's left, a wrench, whatever, I want to be able to, I have the right, and they're claiming that it's, toxicities that they're protecting you from. So
the toxicity of the items that were on your property before the fire that became, the cans and jars and bottles of insecticides, is that what they're talking about? Are they talking about diesel fuel? Are they talking about burned plastic? Are they talking about the toxicity of rubber tires when they burn? Or are they talking about the foam that they used or the foam that they dumped from overhead aircraft that's toxic? What is toxic? Did they do it? Or is it something
They're saying benzene from the pipe, from the plastic.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Laura Bagby's with us in California. We're talking about the fires. And benzene, you mentioned, absolutely can cause harmful effects on the bone marrow, and it can decrease the number of red blood cells, leading to anemia. And it can also cause, in the air, it can cause cancer of the blood-forming organs as well as leukemia. So, yeah, it is dangerous. But how do we get these materials in our homes? And obviously they're approved for consumption, purchase, use, deployment.
Well, it's interesting because it's contaminated the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
So the pipes melting or backflow from, you know, different property. You know, I don't really understand a lot of that because I'm not a scientist, but it's contaminated some of the water supply. So depending on what area or what street or what neighborhood you're in, you're going to have a problem versus some other, you know, neighborhood or place or, you know. So, you know, this is another good reason to have a Berkey, obviously. Some of these homes are having water systems put in, like a filtration system, right? You know, in addition to, they'll have a water, some people are having water tanks where water is delivered to their home. And, you know, but regardless, I always say, you know, you should always have a Berkey or, some form of charcoal water filter, regardless to where you live. You mean, you do that, and it's important. So, you know, I've discussed that, but, you know, there's, I believe there might even be, that still have this contamination, which is quite fascinating because you think that, okay, if it's in the pipes, that you'd be able to run all the pipes and flush all the pipes, but, you know, the a lot of the pipes are made out of PVC plastic. So, you know, is that the source of it? I'm not really sure, but, you know, it's nice to have a well, right, Vincent?
You bet. And, you know, we've talked about this on the air that, you know, even when there's flooding, you know, people have insecticides in their garages. They have containers with gasoline, maybe some motor oil, maybe some diesel fuel. And when there's flooding and, or an earthquake and flooding, you know, the shelves rattle, the cans, jars, bottles fall off the shelf. They get connected to the water supply, and then into the ground it goes. It's been a problem for a long time, and I don't think people are paying attention to it. And I don't know why those things are allowed to be sold, because they're so darn dangerous. Now, farmers are just terrible because, in many respects, because they know that glyphosate Roundup is dangerous. They know it, but it works so well, so they continue to use it and continue to poison themselves and everybody around. It's a shame, but education is a real slow process and doesn't seem to work as well as it used to. Laura, you and I talked about something that I thought was quite interesting, a hidden danger. Now, this is a universal hidden danger. We're not speaking of anything in specific, but we talked about tires, and we talked about tires exposed to heat. Do you want to share that story?
Yeah, of course. My husband and I are public adjusters. I don't know if people have heard of what a public adjuster is, but basically it's an advocate for you when you need to make a large insurance claim with your insurance company. So we advocate on behalf of the homeowner. So one of our clients is a tire shop. And the issue is that even though the tire inventory, the fire came pretty close but didn't take the building, even though the tire inventory is still you know, there and intact and looks normal, other than, you know, it has debris from, you know, smoke and ash on it. The tires are defective. My husband, luckily, knows quite a bit about cars, and the insurance company stated that, you know, here's some money to clean up and do a couple things and, you know, try to open your doors and get back to normal. But when my husband came in and took over the claim, he says, I don't want you to sell these tires, because just because they look okay does not mean they're safe. So that's the road he started going down, and contacted manufacturers, and their warranties are all void now. And so what happens is the heat will damage the tire from the inside.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still urging President Trump to urge Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to call the Senate back into session so we can take action on gun violence bills the House has already passed. McConnell says he won't call senators back early, but action on those measures will be at the top of the list when the Senate does return in September. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, who's a shooting survivor herself, says she thinks this rises to the level of calling the Senate back into session.
When people are fearful to go out, to go to festivals, to go to grocery stores, to theaters, for fear that someone's going to blow people up, we have a problem.
She was speaking to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Laura Bagby's with us, and we're talking about things that I've never heard discussed on the radio. And we're talking about tires at the moment. Rubber tires for automobiles like trucks and tractor trailers. Actually, all equipment that uses tires. And, Laura, you mentioned that the tires can be damaged on the inside. Do you want to tell us what you mean by that?
Well, the contents, I believe, Vincent, you and I talked about it, polyester and nylon, correct? Is that what was in there?
Yes, and steel. There's several components, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what happens is that melts and the integrity of the tire is damaged, even though the outside might look okay. And we know that there was extreme heat on this particular piece of property because there's evidence of it on the building itself and on the property itself. So, this particular shop owner, imagine you've already, gone through this devastating loss. Your town is burned down. And the shop owner is, a hero. He's in the process right now of calling all of the customers and replacing all of those tires for them free of charge on his own dime. And the insurance company that we're fighting for this would prefer that we just sell them. So I suggested that we sell them to their employees as Christmas gifts. They can give them the tires, and they can give them to their employees as Christmas gifts if they're just so fine. But, as a joke. But the manufacturers have all agreed. They've voided the warranties on these tires. This is just caught by chance because of my husband, picking this up and saying, this isn't happening. I mean, this is, is a life-threatening, this could be a life-threatening deal. Around Paradise, there's canyons and hillsides, and, if you have a blowout on the side of a mountain and there's no guardrail, you can lose a family. So we're talking about human life. And ironically, I sent a statement to the insurance company that represents this gentleman, this hero, and they are asking for a board member or an executive, because we're doing this voluntary recall because we followed their advice and opened up the store, or they did, before we were hired on. No response. Zero response about the tire. No response from a board member. I requested a board member or some executive that, had the ability to say, let me help you out with this. Let me do the right thing and, replace the inventory that this man has paid insurance for all this time. But no, they're fighting us on that, and they're fighting a lot of people on, believe it or not, people will not believe us probably. You can't imagine that there's people that have still not gotten paid, even though they've maybe had insurance for 10, 20 years, never missed a payment. They're still not made whole, and they're still having to fight their insurance company to get their money. It's just, I'm done. I'm over it. I mean, we're coming up to 1 year now, and there's people that are suffering. And I told Vincent that I'm considering. I don't want to have to do this. I really don't. I don't have time for this because I'm so busy. But I'm going to open up. I'm going to have a YouTube channel, and I'm going to just be able to do. I'm going to give away a $500. Claim audit, and I'm going to start, there's like 10,000 houses or whatever, I'm going to start, keeping tabs, because people have left so much money on the table with their claims, and there's probably thousands of people up there that think they've gotten paid, and they haven't gotten paid, they've not been made whole, and there's some things that, we talk about on a later date on how to, make sure that no matter where you live, I'm in the state of California, that's where I practice, but there's things that you can do to make sure that you have, that you're set up in the event of, some kind of a emergency with your property. We can talk about that, but yeah, I'm set up. I'm over it. I don't like to see people suffer, and I don't think it's right, and I'm going after it. I all these people are like family to me. And I'm going to give away a free audit and help everybody. And I'd love to say everybody's been paid. Everybody's gotten what they've done well. I would love that. And there's people that think they have been paid, and they've left 10, 20, 30, 50, a couple $100,000 on the table because they haven't been certified that they've been paid. So, that's what we have to do, Vincent.
Let me share with our class something that, I studied at the university a little bit about insurance, mm-hmm. and The fundamental principle of insurance is indemnification. It's as simple as this, class. The purpose of insurance is to put you back where you were financially before the event happened, minus the deductible. So let's say your deductible is $500. And let's say it's an auto accident. You should be back where you were, minus $500 that comes out of your pocket. Other than that, if your car was dinged, dented, damaged, destroyed, you should be put back right where you were, except you pay $500. If your deductible is $100, you're out $100, but then you're back financially where you were before. If your house is totally destroyed, you get an equivalent house, typically, minus the deductible. That is the principle of indemnification. And what Laura is saying is insurance, I believe what you're saying, is insurance companies are not coming forth with the full indemnification minus the deductible. Is that right?
Oh, that's correct. And, there's a lot to it because, you've got your contents of your property as well. So, you're going to have to itemize your contents. So imagine if you've been in a place for 20 years and you don't have an itemized content list and you don't remember what you have. There's certain little things that you can do to protect yourself from this happening. You need to remember the insurance company, they send an adjuster to you, and their job, the adjuster's job, is to give you the least amount of money as possible. They're not there to give you a hug and say, gosh, this is really sad, and I want to get you back on your feet. They might do that, but their real job is to give you the least amount as possible so that they can maintain, their hoards of cash that they have, And they're not all bad. I'm not saying they're all bad, but, there have been some amazingly good people that were adjusters, but they're not all good either. So, you don't know if you've left money on the table, and sometimes you think you've gone through your policy and that's all there is to it, but there you might be entitled to money that's not even written down. So you need to get some help.
Do adjusters lie intentionally?
Yes, some adjusters do lie. For example, we had a client whose roof was damaged and it had burn marks all over it. And the guy refused to get onto the roof because he was afraid of the roof. And so we went up there and, we walk up there and we're, taking video and pictures. And he says, I'll use your video and I'll use your pictures. And then when his report went back, he said the roof was in pristine condition. So, you see? It's like, and then you're going to have to go back. Yes, they lie, Vincent. We could give you 100 stories of they lie. They lie.
I have a barn, and the roof is blown off it, and we're insured by Farm Bureau of Missouri. And it has this steel roof on it, and panels blew off in the wind. We had a storm, called them out, and they said, we'll send you the report. They wouldn't tell me right then and there. So I get a check for $750. And I said, I can't even get anybody to give me an estimate of what it would take for $750, let alone haul the roofing material away for $750, let alone repair it. Nobody will repair the roof. They say it's too complicated, it's too hard. The only thing they can do is tear it down and start over and build another barn, which is like, I don't know, 30 grand. But that was my experience, and I threw this guy out, and I haven't settled the claim yet. So I'm going to go after him, and I guess I have to sue him, but I hate doing it, but they deserve it. And my experience with adjusters has been like that all the time. Always the absolute minimum. They expect that I'm in a hurry, that I'm broke, and that I need the money, and I'll do whatever. If they offer me 10 cents on a dollar, I'm going to take it because I'm broke. That's what they expect, and that's never what I do.
Go ahead. If you have a claim and you take some money, it doesn't mean, like, some people will think that if you cash that check that they give you, that the case is considered closed. It's not closed. You can revisit it, and you can argue it again, and we do that. So don't think that you're done just because they tell you you're paid that you're done. You're not done. You need to have someone look at it and tell you. I mean, imagine. Okay, so here's the other thing people are doing. When you have your homeowner's insurance, your content, the things that you have, your possessions, basically if you turn the house upside down, then all the stuff was to fall out. That's all your content. And you are going to get, like, it depends, I'm not sure in every state, but in California, like 75%, they'll give you a check for if your house completely burns to the ground. 75% of your content payment they'll give you. And then if you itemize and you go over that amount, they'll give you the rest of it. But so many people just took the 75% and never bothered to lift a finger. So there's people who have left hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table because they don't want to write a content list for their property.
And so, what about pictures? I mean, pretty much most people have phones today with a camera. They can take pictures of each room. They can take pictures of the inside, outside the house, the basement.
Yes, and let me explain another client that we have. We had a client that had been collecting, and this is anybody who's a collector out there needs to think about this, who had been collecting comic books for decades and had some very expensive ones. And I don't know much about comic books, so I'm sure I'm going to mess the story up. But apparently there's a grade that they can get, and they are in those little pouches, and they're graded. I don't know the system for grading, but apparently he had, like, several comic books that were $18,000, $15,000, $10,000, you know, from way back. I don't know. Anyway, it's a form of art. So, but the gentleman didn't have proper records for it and didn't have pictures of it. And, you know, he had over $250,000 worth of comic books that he collected. And he's, even with affidavits and everything, we couldn't get him anything. So if you, you know, have things of value, take pictures, because that will help. That will help you. So even though you don't have the time to sit down and itemize everything, you can definitely go through your house, take pictures, you know, take pictures in drawers, all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have people who have, not we, there are people who have plenty of time to take pictures of their dogs walking backwards and putting that on Facebook. They can certainly come up with the time to take pictures of the contents of their house.
They're so cute. Oh, dogs are so cute.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking with Laura Bagby in California about insurance. We're talking about fire damage. We're talking about protecting yourself with pictures, maybe video, and making sure that you keep that video someplace besides where the fire might be. Laura, I wanted to share with our class a couple things. Rubber burns at 750 degrees, plus or minus a little bit. And fires are usually much hotter than that, but at a distance, you can have tires that don't physically burn, but they get exposed to a lot of heat. Now, nylon within the tires melts at 375 degrees. I'm talking about Fahrenheit. Rayon melts near there. So the thing is, you have rayon, nylon, and steel belts in your tires, but you can't see them because they're inside the rubber. Well, you can have the rayon melt, the nylon melt, just a little bit, and it can really weaken the tire. So you can be traveling along and everything's okay for a while, and you had a nice warm day. The road is 140 degrees, 137 degrees, because it's black, sun's beating down on it. Your tires, you've got a loaded vehicle, and boom, tires can blow. Or the guy next to you, or the guy in front of you, or the guy behind you.
This one really has me agitated. I mean, this one is really bad, this tire claim. I am just completely frustrated and shocked that this insurance company is not even acknowledging the fact that human life is at risk because of their adjuster. I am so fit to be tied. I am just so upset about it. And I'm like, okay, I've got to do something because I'm tired of people suffering. I don't want a human life destroyed because of money. I mean, that's really what everything boils down to. And I'm going after them. And I'm going to tell you right here on the air what insurance company it is. And it's Nationwide. And in my opinion, most of the claims that have not been paid have been through Nationwide Insurance. And I'm naming names. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm I'm over it. That's why I'm going to start a YouTube channel, and I'm going to start naming names. I mean, I'll put the adjuster's phone number on the air. I don't really care. I want these guys to get called and said, what are you thinking? What in the world are you thinking? I mean, this is just not right. And seriously, in my opinion, Nationwide is not a very good insurance company. So if you have that insurance, I would rethink it. Because there's hundreds of people that have not been paid by Nationwide. And I'm going to put it on YouTube. You know,
and class, if Laura gets some phone calls and maybe the lawyers come out of the woodwork from the insurance industry, like Nationwide, Laura, give me a call, please, and we'll do more broadcasts about it.
Yes.
Not fewer. We'll do more. Okay?
If they start bothering me, I'll go on, you know, local television. And as a matter of fact, Vincent, I'm really considering, I don't want to be a journalist, but I'm considering having people, you know, meet and, you know, do interviews of all of these people that have suffered and they haven't been paid, not just by them, but there's other insurance companies that haven't paid and have left people to suffer. And I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over the, you know, the insurance can be your best friend. It can be your best friend if it's done right. Okay. And that's, you know, these people are suffering another traumatic event. So first they'll lose their home or their residence and then now they're having to battle, you know, slay dragons every day just to get back to zero. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. I mean, I've had it. I'm done. I mean,
I don't know if you've ever heard the name Linus Ertley. He's a USA Prepares instructor out of the Springfield, Missouri area. He's been on the air with us. I know him. We've gone to events together, and he is a for hire adjuster, so he doesn't work for any particular company, but when there's a catastrophe, he's hired as a freelance type, and he goes out and adjusts. And he's talked about this, and he just says, oh, that looks damaged to me. That looks damaged. That looks damaged. That looks okay. And he actually allows for things that I have never heard of being allowed for and paid on.
Yes.
Because he understands.
They're not all bad. But,
right.
You know, sometimes it just seems like they had a board meeting and they said, okay, this week we're not paying anybody. There's not enough money in the bank account. And I'm not saying that's what happened. But it seems like, why are they not doing what they're supposed to be doing? Right. I don't understand.
No, I agree. And I have never found any of the adjusters whom I've worked with, you know, from the insurance companies I've been paying all these years, to be anything like Linus Ertley. I wish I did have those nice experiences, but I haven't.
How about being told that you haven't lived on your property long enough to qualify for your insurance? How about that one?
Now, you're talking about someone who's paid premiums and is told that they're paying the premiums. That's nice, thank you very much, but you haven't lived there long enough? That's nonsense.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Laura, I'd love to have you come. We're out of time. I'd love to have you come back and do some in-depth insurance classes. Can you do that?
Of course I'll do it. Anytime for you, Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.